What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Stop and Show here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Anthony, I didn't do as good of a job with the clock as I thought I did, making up time. Should we say we're going to come back in 3 minutes? I tell you what, we're just going to do it. We're just going to dive in. We're going to play a game, everybody. We're going to play a game. The game is called Build It Up or Blow It Up. I put on the graphic, run it back or blow it up. But I thought, build it up or blow it up. It's more catchy, Anthony.
You like the, what is B's? Is that assonance?
Oh, I mean, alliteration? Is that what you're going for?
You know how you said build it up or blow it up? I was more so thinking about the play on the B's.
Yeah, it's alliteration.
So assonance is the vowels.
Now you have me... questioning everything.
I think one has to do with
God,
Anthony, vowels and one has to do with
alliteration.
Consonants.
Alliteration, the occurrence of the same letter or sound at the beginning of adjacent or closely connected words. The alliteration of sweet bird sang is the thing here. All right, you want assonance, which is a literary device where it's repetition of similar vowel sounds in nearby words, creating a rhythmic or musical effect. And then is there consonants? Consonance is, no, that's something different. Agreement or compatibility between opinions or actions. Yeah, alliteration, which is what I said the first time. And then you had me doubting everything. Like, am I the idiot? And it's not that you actually turned out to be an idiot. It's just that there was a lot that was going on there.
I'm proud of you, Craig.
I'm not. The point is that we're going to play a game. The game is going to be build it up or blow it up, where we are going to take a look at all the NBA teams that we thought had a pretty good chance of competing this year in the NBA playoffs, but have lost. And we're going to say they should keep going with what they're doing, or they should blow it up. And for some of these teams, honestly, blowing it up is harder than you would think. So we'll get to some of those in a second. But Anthony, are you ready?
I am indeed, Craig.
All right, build it up or blow it up. Should the Boston Celtics build it up or blow it up? And this might sound crazy because even if they just lost to the Knicks, there's no doubt that the still reigning and defending champions would be a team that should just run it back. Right. Yeah, they've got to figure some things out. Jrue Holiday is much older. Al Horford is older. Horford and Luke Kornet are free agents. But then Jason Tatum tore his Achilles. And you don't know when he's going to be back. You don't know what he'll be when he is back. And if I was the Boston Celtics, I think I would sell high on Jaylen Brown. Avoid any kind of flirting with the second apron. Avoid some luxury tax. reset, because you also have like repeater taxes. And again, I'm not trying to just save billionaires money, but now that there's competitive disadvantages to hitting some of these things, and they make it harder to have a huge luxury or a huge tax bill, a huge payroll year after year. If I can reset the clock on some of that stuff, and I can get young talent, and Kurt Hellen just joined us from NBC Sports, and he said, like, would you flip Jaylen Brown to Houston for some young players? Kind of think that I would.
I mean, going off of what Kurt said, maybe. Because, again, Houston has a lot of young talent to be able to, you know, build off of. But I don't think Houston's going to want to be in that because they understand what they have right now in-house already.
But they need something more. Like, they know they need more. Houston doesn't have enough right now.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Just hope that all their young guys get better in a linear way? Like, no. And they have too many. They couldn't even play them all this year. And yeah, you could move Dylan Brooks out of the way or whatever. But they probably could use someone like Jaylen Brown.
I feel like the only person that I would be willing to swap Jaylen Brown with, or people, Jalen Green would have to be included. I want Jalen Green included. Maybe the Cam Whitmores and maybe even a Reed Shepard. I will get greedy.
That's the thing. It's like, who are we actually talking about? I think that's the interesting thing. The Celtics also actually have something that a lot of other teams in this position don't, which is most of their own picks. They have their 2025 first rounder, their 2026 first rounder, their 2027 first rounder, and their 2028 first rounder. Their 2028... could be going to San Antonio. They have the right to a pick swap for Boston's first round pick as long as it's not the top pick. So their only outgoing first rounder is 2029, which is going to either Portland or here, and there's no protection on it. So 2029 is the only draft pick they don't have, and that's going to be an issue with a lot of these other teams that we talk about, is like, blow it up. And it's like, okay, in order to blow it up, and send out a bad contract or try to, you know, or if they're going to try to build it up even, and they're going to try to add someone, a lot of these teams don't have the ammo to do it. The Celtics, I would say, the argument to stay building it up if you're the Celtics is, if we suck this year and we have a great draft pick, we can, you know, we have our own pick in 2026. Sick. Let's use it. And then we can also, in 2 years, trade a bunch of stuff. So that's why, like, if you can save a year of tax and save a year of salary and reset some of the repeater taxes and all that kind of stuff by having an intentionally down 2025 where you trade Jaylen Brown and then you are ready to hit the ground running with young pieces and the ability to make moves next offseason when Tatum is back, I kind of think that's a scary good option for the Boston Celtics.
I just think they understand their window is now, though, Craig.
But that's the thing. It's like, are they going to win the championship in 2025-26 without Jason Tatum?
Probably not.
No.
But they're still a contender. That's what
I'm
saying.
Is Jaylen Brown that good without Tatum?
I don't think we're factoring in all the other pieces that they have. And granted, they didn't get it done against the
Knicks.
Who
are the other pieces? Derek White?
Derek White, Drew Payton,
but Drew Holiday might be gone. Drew Holiday's 37 years old, bro.
He's 37?
Yes.
I thought he was still on the contract, too.
Drew Holiday, I apologize. Drew Holiday's 34. I'm thinking of Horford's 37.
I was about to say, yeah, Horford and Cornette, all right, you need to go get a big. But I'm still thinking, like, they have pieces, and I don't know, I don't remember the exact... one percentage that they had without Tatum. And I'm not saying, like, all right, they won like 60 games this year. They're going to win, 50 games next year. But I still think they're going to be a contender out there in the East.
Look, if you want to stay building it up, that's fine. Holiday, he's got $30 million this year, $32 next year, $34 the year after, and then a player option for $37 in his age 37 season. If he still wants to play, like, I'm one of the biggest Drew Holiday fans ever. So, sure, do it. But I think Brown's the one that's interesting because that contract is... like, you're not doing a full reset. you're just accepting the fact that there's all, you're only going to be so good without Jason Tatum. And if you can unload the Jaylen Brown, let's see what the
$300 million contract.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he's got his cap hit next year is 49. It's 53, 57, 61, 64.
My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. And against the apron, they're still under the apron. So, yeah, it just also becomes a lot harder to in the long term, build your team because you get restricted by those two contracts together. It's worth it as long as they're healthy and playing. But if you tell me it's going to be at least 2 years, I can get some cheap talent to go with it, I think that might be the better option for them. All right. But I also, look, those two won a championship together. There's also some like juju and chemistry stuff that I don't want to mess with. Don't want to tempt the ghost of Red Auer back. So I can make the argument either way on the Celtics. All right. The Nuggets. The Nuggets lose by the end, it's like Nikola Jokic, half of Michael Porter Jr., one-legged Aaron Gordon, and whatever shows up for Jamal Murray on any given day. Do they keep going down that core's path, or do they blow it up? What does blow it up mean?
I think you got to move off one of those pieces in Aaron Gordon or Michael Porter Jr., and I would probably lean Michael Porter Jr., to be honest, because he's just been so inconsistent. He did have the 1 year when they won it all, and he had a career-high shooting, but outside of that, like, he has been inconsistent. He's been banged up. And they need more role players. They let guys get away in KCP, Bruce Brown, like, and it sort of kind of came back to bite them in the butt. So I think if you can, you know, get a couple of players for Michael Porter Jr., I think it could work.
So here's the problem. I don't know who's giving you anything good for Michael Porter Jr.
Exactly.
Now, can you attach a draft pick to it and maybe get something there? And this also is the problem with the Denver Nuggets and where they are. So the Denver Nuggets, unlike the Celtics, as they've tried to maximize this Jokic window, they don't have a ton of draft picks that they can trade. They have their own in 26, 28, 2030, and 2031. But because they have a pick that is yet to convey in 2027 and or 2029, and their pick is outgoing this year, they can't trade future picks right now. They're locked in the same way that the Wizards were locked for a long time because of this pick that they still owe to the Knicks. When they were trying to make moves around Wall and Beal, like, they were locked in because they owed a future pick to the Knicks that they wouldn't get off of. And there was a year where it was just like, man, it'd be great if the Wizards just could get, like, just convey the pick, be done. And the Wizards, next year is the final year of it, and if it doesn't convey, it becomes second rounders, which would be sweet. But for the Nuggets, they can only move one future first. There's stuff they can do on draft night in these years, but that doesn't help you if you're trying to do stuff now. You can't wait till draft night 2028 to do anything. So the Nuggets are kind of locked in, okay, what kind of package can we get for Michael Porter Jr., who has been injured his entire life, has a $35 million, $38 million, and $40 million cap hit. The 35, scratch that. Next year, that was this year. He's got 2 years left at 38 and 40. He's been hurt his entire career. What? Who wants that? Like, especially when you only get one first-round pick attached? Like, I feel like they're kind of in a between a rock and a hard place, Anthony. If I was them, I'd want to move off Michael Porter Jr., and I would be willing to give up that first-round pick. I just don't know what you're getting back because that is a hefty contract to take on for the small penalty of one first-round pick. And I realize that Michael Porter Jr.'s, like, not nothing. But I think you're probably it's probably more valuable for them to just try to run it back with Porter one more year than it is than what you'll get in return.
So the Nuggets are running back.
I kind of think they have to.
Yep.
And they might be good enough to do that. They need what they need is big internal jumps. They need to be able to find like their mid-level exception or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff they have. Because if they don't get more guys like Christian Brown to pan out, who Brown actually has. They need some of their other guys who weren't very good as rookies this year, et cetera, to be better. You know, a guy like Peyton Watson is an interesting guy to watch for them because he was hurt basically all year. So what happens in year number two? All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next team is we're playing build it up or what do we say? Build it up or blow it up.
Yep.
Is the game. The Bucks. So the Bucks have this guy named Giannis. He's very tall. He's very good. And he hasn't decided what he wants to do yet. It comes down to, do you trade Giannis if you're the Bucks? And my answer is clear. My answer is no. I don't care what you offer. Like, if Dallas wanted to talk number one pick as a start of a package, or I think Dylan Harper is that good at the number two, would I talk to San Antonio? Maybe. Other than that, there's not a... Like, the whole point of getting more picks or young players would have them turn into Giannis. I'm not interested in trading Giannis.
What if he demands a trade?
Then I have to do it.
Okay.
If he is like, please get me out of here, we're done, then okay, I'm going to work with you. We're going to find the best place for you that's also the best place for us. This is business, but it's also, you've been the best player in franchise history, arguably. It's him or Kareem. You helped bring a title here. All due respect to Oscar Robertson. He should be mentioned as well. So like you're the best player in modern franchise history. You've been an amazing person in our community. We're going to do right by you. And we're going to hope that the good karma comes back around. Okay, now we're talking. Now it's full sail. Now it's everybody's available. We are trying to hit the tank hard. But also, it's worth saying that like Milwaukee has done a lot of stuff the last couple of years to try to maximize this Giannis window. And they don't have all their picks. They've got no first rounder this year. They have their own pick in 2026, but New Orleans has the right to swap. 2027, New Orleans will receive the more favorable of its 2027 first round pick and Milwaukee's 2027 first round pick. And then Atlanta's got that. So it's basically a pick swap in 27. 2028, they have a pick swap that involves the Blazers and the Wizards. That is part of the Chris Middleton trade and another trade that the Damian Lillard trade coming together. 2030 is part of the Lillard trade. They have a pick swap as well. So if they're now, could they get other picks? Sure. Sure. They could get someone else's pick who they think is going to be bad, but But the thing is, if you're trading Giannis to that team, unless that team has a third team's pick, you're probably getting a team that's got good draft picks or bad draft picks because they're good. So, Milwaukee, welcome to being between a rock and a hard place. If I was them, I would say, all right, what other draft picks do we have that we can trade? What other free agents potentially want to play with Giannis? Dame, please retire. And I'm trying to my best to figure out something to get more talent around him.
So you're building it up.
Yeah, I'm building it up. But then again, I can make the argument that if he's like, even if he's on the fence, just be like, you know, we don't want to do this again next year. Let's take the opportunity to sell at our absolute highest. And this is the only way we're going to replenish this very barren chest of assets where we have nothing. They've got outgoing. They don't have either of their picks in 2025. They don't have their first or their second. 2026, also outgoing. 2027, first and second outgoing. 2028, first and second outgoing. 2029, first and second outgoing. 2030, first and second outgoing. Some of those are swaps, but still. They basically got nothing. It's not good.
Nope.
It's not good. But I think that what you see here, real quick, the other teams. Cavs, if I was them, I'd just run it back. You're young. You're building a core. Run it back. If you can find something to get another really good player in, great. But I'm not trading anybody in that core. Rockets, if I can add someone, great, but I'm not afraid to run it back. Pistons, run it back. Lakers, they made their move. Run it back with Luka and LeBron for another year, then see what happens. And some of the other teams are, you know, younger. I think the Clippers are a really interesting one, but a lot of them, like James Harden, they have a team option. Do you pick that up or not? You know, do you want to run it back with Kawhi again, or do you try to trade him to somewhere like Houston? I think that is going to be interesting to watch. But I think what you see, Anthony, in doing this exercise and like why I wanted to do this is it's real easy to say, hey, blow it up, or like, oh, they just got to make one more deal. A lot of these teams that try to go all in, once you're in, you're in. And so having the patience of knowing it's the right time and making sure your war chest of assets as you build is enormous. It is stocked so that if you do need to make more trades, you're not left as barren as, say, the Bucks are or the Nuggets are, is really, really important. But also, it goes quick because you make three trades in a row to surround a Jokic or a Giannis, and all of a sudden, your war chest of assets is an empty cupboard. And I think that is something to keep in mind over the next couple of years, obviously with Washington, but as we watch the NBA move this summer. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And when we get back, we wrap up the show with real things, real people said, and real microphones.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.